In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 14, this is letter number 5117, Baruch Hashem, the 11th of Shvat, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. There were no letters on Yud Shvat because it was Shabbos. This is already on Sunday, the 11th of Shvat, Tovshin Yud Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. And I don't know what it says before, but the Rebbe has written to him about going ahead and getting married. The Rebbe said it's very important. The Rebbe previously written to him. And the Rebbe starts off over here. The letter that we have is that I'm in pain. What you write in the end of your letter, that you there's nothing new about your personal life. There's nothing new. And the Rebbe said, I worry about because it is, our sages tell us that even by something which is totally negative, totally rejected, in other words, things that are obviously wrong, so they say that if you did it once and you did it a second time, it becomes like okay to do it. So if a person, let's say, commits a certain sin once and twice, it becomes okay, I can just do it. So that's even when we're talking about something which is obviously wrong. So how much more so, a kal vachomer, in your matter, that you are occupying yourself and finding the shidduch only to fulfill your obligation because you've gotten accustomed to already, you're single, and you got used to that lifestyle, and therefore you're in no rush, and you're under no pressure. The Rebbe says, I worry about it, that you're not really working and doing what you're supposed to find yourself a shidduch. And the Rebbe says, for sure, it's not necessary for me to quote and to detail all the sages, saying of our sages, that speak about this matter and the value, because this is known and it's public. Everybody knows about it. So the Rebbe is in pain that he's not doing anything about his shidduch, and the Rebbe doesn't think that he's doing too much because he got used to it already. So once you get used to something, even if it's a clear violation, if you do something more than once, it gets like a permissible. So in this case, you're probably just neglecting it. So the Rebbe says, I pray for you, Yirotzen, said, since, generally speaking, any time there is a shidduch, and every time there is a match, it's beyond the ways of nature. As it is known, the saying of our sages' memory, it's a known saying that says that it compares finding a shidduch to splitting of the sea. Basically, it says that it's difficult to peer up and make a match like it is to split the sea. That represents that it's a very difficult task to find a match, to get people matched up. And there's a verse that says, "Me Hashem isha maskelus." That means a woman, an understanding woman comes from Hashem. So this all tells us that this is something which is beyond nature. So the Rebbe says, let it be the will of Hashem. Rebbe prays that even if you're not doing the vessels naturally, because you should be working on it, this should be accomplished in a miraculous way. The Rebbe says you should find your shidduch in a miraculous way. The Rebbe is very much encouraging him that he should be married and he should find the shidduch. He should really be doing more and working on it. But the Rebbe says, since the whole shidduch is miraculous, so even if you're not doing it in the way of nature, the Rebbe prays for him that Hashem should send you your shidduch in a miraculous way.